My next guest, Darlene Miller, is a teacher, healer, public speaker, and ongoing student of life, opening new pathways toward a greater understanding for personal truths. She has witnessed loss, grief, abandonment, fear, ravages of war, and economic depression. But life is the greatest teacher, and with many masters and gurus, she learned how to rise above adversities. Through her own story, she discovered her own destiny of a heart-focused humanitarian in service to mankind, and has shared her perspective on nurturing the self in her new book, Yes, It Really Is All About Me, A Journey of a Lifetime. Darlene, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Jennifer. It's nice to be with you. Thank you so much for the introduction. It was quite nice.
Oh, thank you so much, Darlene. Well, you really went for years neglecting yourself and your own personal needs while you were taking care of your husband. So what brought you, Darlene, to the breaking point where you realized that you needed to assess your own personal needs and make some real shifts in your life?
Yes, I grew up in a multi-generational home, and I found out I was a caregiver long before I got married and had my children. So I had to become part of a chore kind of experience because I was an only child. And there were five people living in our little house, my grandparents, my mom, and myself. My dad was away in the war, so I never got to see him for several years. But my caregiving days really began at that time, and I never questioned at that time that I was actually caregiving anyone. It was just part of my way of life. And I did my best to nurture whomever was there and whoever needed to have a runner. My grandparents were older and they couldn't get around very much. So I was the one that was tagged to do all of the things necessary in the house. And I graduated with a teaching degree, and there was a new doorway to caregiving at that time. I was a school teacher for 36 children, and believe me, you really had to stay in front of those kids because they were very bright. I had to nurture them in a different kind of way. And then I got married, and it was another kind of caregiving because my husband plus my three children in time expanded the definition of caregiving for me. And nurturing. As parents, we are all caregivers, but I got a chance to look at things a little differently at that time as I was a Navy wife also. And when my husband would be away, I would have to take over. So, but once again, I never questioned that role. I carried out my role as a wife and a mother, a daughter, and a leader in my community, and it was just a natural evolution for me. And then the fateful day of my husband and his amazing health care issues. He was diagnosed with diabetes, heart disease, bladder cancer, and advanced spinal cancer. And then I had to be the sole caregiver of this person. My children were gone. And so I cared for him throughout all of his days. And as he neared the end of his life, he slipped into a coma. And I held his hand night and day with the ultimate goodbye. But from then on, I found myself answering his call. He wasn't there, but I would hear his voice. And I would say, I'll be there in a minute, hon. I'll be right there. And I always called him hon. So I'd be up in the middle of the night, and I'd check in with him, but there was nobody to check in with. It was just an ongoing phantom caregiving experience. Ultimately, sadness and depression came in. I was angry that he was gone. I was afraid for the future. And it really consumed who I was, which created illness and all kinds of unusual things. I clearly remember sitting next to my window, and I looked outside, and the tree outside my window was completely bare. It was a gray day and no leaves on the tree, and I was absolutely stunned with the message that came through because I became that tree. The tree actually spoke to me that day, and it seemed to be the symbol of what my life had become. That was the turning point in realizing I had to do something different. I was grieving not only for my husband's passing, you see, but the realization that I had lost the image of who I thought I was.
Darlene, you eventually did learn how to take care of yourself and how to create that balance in your life that you talk about, how critically important that is in the book for our collective well-being. What did you do?
Well, I realized that I was a caregiver. I had talked to a lot of different people, and I realized I was not the only person feeling this way, because there are so many caregivers in the world. So I decided to create this holistic approach, and I knew that if I could put it in book form, I could share it with a lot of people. And I looked at the possibilities, and it became very real that I wanted to reach out and create a community of people that were looking for a different way of approaching the caregiving definition.
So tell us a little bit more about the book and what we could expect to find when we read it.
Well, there are basic needs that we all have. And sometimes when we are busy caring for other people, we forget about that person in the mirror. And we all need to be seen. We all need to be heard. And we just need to be loved. And we need to know that. I was a child that was seen and not heard. That was the philosophy at that time in life. So I was never allowed to talk to strangers. And I lost my voice as a human being because I felt there was nothing I could say that mattered to anybody else. So I grew up believing that I was not important. And when you cannot express yourself, you do not feel validated. And so I looked at the different categories that might come up for me in nurturing myself. And I looked at the physical side, the intellectual side, the emotional side, and the spiritual side of life. And we alone create our balanced lifestyle. And so with that, I began to create questions. I began to look at the possibility of having other people read the questions and then write their answers. So Yes, It Really Is All About Me is a workbook. And it has been just an amazing response from so many people that have said, I've used this book to save my marriage. I've used this book to heal my personal life. I've used this book as a friend, one to another, to share ideas. So that is really the basis of the book.
Something else that you write about that I would love for you to expand on for us a little bit is the meaning of devolve.
Well, if you look at evolve, it is the evolution, the moving forward, taking a simple concept and then moving it to a completed idea. And the word devolve is just the reverse. We take the bigger picture and we break it down into little pieces.
What strikes me, Darlene, is that you were always a caregiver. And yes, you started to take care of yourself and put yourself first. But I think in some ways, you're still now a caregiver, having put this book out and helping other people. And I think that's really remarkable. I do want to give you an opportunity, Darlene, to talk a little bit about your website. Let our listeners know where they can find you, learn a little bit more about you, and of course, get a copy of the book.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks for asking. My website is darlenemiller.com. And when you go there, you will find all kinds of opportunities to look at the caregiver, to look at different ways of making a difference in your world, because that's what this is all about. It's not just the person that takes care of other people. It is the teacher, it's the wife, a foster parent, babysitters, veterinarians. All of these people are caregivers. And we have to support one another to help each other become energized in moving forward.
Fantastic, Darlene. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.